Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldscher dictating an endoscopy report on Tyler McConnell, date of birth 7/13/1997, date of procedure March 16, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldscher, referring physician is Dr. Ross Quinn Osborne. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is history of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis. Description of procedure informed pain, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as a malignancy. While explaining to the patient, the patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in local position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitored anesthesia comparator, will duplicate a video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period, careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach to junction, esophagus, period of retroflex, is obtained, cardio period of reception from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope, period of the patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable on the spine. The distal esophagus appeared significantly improved from prior exam, comma. The Z-line was at 39 centimeters, and there was evidence of the Z-line was 39 centimeters and was irregular, comma. There was evidence of LA grade A to B ulcerative esophagitis. There was evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next time there was patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and pseudolytic H. pylori. Next time, the ampulla appeared prominent. Comma, biopsies were obtained in the prominent area for histology. Next line, there was a small, approximately 2 millimeter polyp in the D2 that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI, BID, and sucralfate for 8 weeks, then PPI daily following. Given prior history of LA grade D ulcerative esophagitis, patient is known to have reflux, known to have GERD. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of complete resolution of ulcerative esophagitis and reevaluation for possible Barrett's esophagus. Next line. Follow up in office as previously scheduled.